Essential Oils for Mood Support. Recently, I was published in Naturopath with a two-part series entitled Medicating Stress and Depression Away, Search for the Dr. Feel-Good Pill. On my homepage, I took a step back from my article series on hormonal health and essential oils and reviewed these articles. I expressed the urgent need to find solutions that address the root cause of mental disorders on an individual basis versus patching our problems with pills that manipulate our biochemistry. I highlighted how lifestyle medicine and essential oils can support the interplay of the infinite factors involved in brain health and emotional balance. I also listed my past articles and resources on using essential oils for brain health, one of my favorite wellness tools. You can find the article reviews and resources on the link that I provided. In this post, I will highlight more research on using essential oils for low mood. A 12-study review of essential oils for mood. A 2017 systematic review examined 12 randomized studies to assess the efficacy of aromatherapy for depressive symptoms. Five of the studies included inhalation and seven used massage. Outcomes were based on scales of measuring mood symptoms, though the specific assessment tool varied. The authors wanted to determine how essential oils, volatile and organic aromatic compounds would influence the already established link between the brain and olfaction. They stated, since essential oils are lipophilic, they can easily be carried to all organs in the body. In inhalation aromatherapy, the inhaled air containing essential oils can not only reach the circulation system via the blood capillary network in the nose and the bronchi in the lungs, but also stimulate brain areas directly via the olfactory epithelium. Essential oils trigger mechanisms in the brain via the olfactory system. The mechanism of action of essential oils administered by inhalation involves stimulation of the olfactory receptor cells in the nasal epithelium, about 25 million cells connected to the olfactory bulb. After stimulation, the signal is transmitted to the limbic system and hypothalamus in the brain through the olfactory bulb and olfactory tract. Once the signals reach the olfactory cortex, release of neurotransmitters, for example, serotonin, take place, which results in the expected effects of emotions related to essential oil use. The summary of study methods were explained as follows. Essential oils were mainly used pure, diluted, or in a mixture of two or more essential oils at a particular ratio. The selection of the essential oils used was determined by the aromatherapist, the effect on physical and physiological states, subject's preference, or safety for use during pregnancy, while other studies did not mention the methodology section, the rationale behind the essential oils chosen, nor specify the type of the essential oil used. The most commonly used essential oils were lavender in 8 studies. For inhalation, methods of administration differed mostly by distance between the nose and aroma. The amount of oils ranged from 3, 5, and 8 drops in 20 to 50 minutes of inhalation. Various techniques for massage were also noted, and sessions ranged from 1 to 56. Although there were limitations of the study due to the differences in testing, the author stated that aromatherapy had a potential option to support symptoms of low mood. Conclusions: aromatherapy showed potential to be used as an effective therapeutic option for the relief of depressive symptoms in a wide variety of subjects. Particularly, aromatherapy massage showed to have more beneficial effects than inhalation aromatherapy. More studies with essential oils and mind-body support. Individualized studies have also examined the promising effects of the mind-body synergy of essential oils for mental and emotional distress. In one trial with 82 participants, the effectiveness of aromatherapy was measured for older people with chronic pain. The subjects were divided into the intervention group with aromatherapy and a control group. Their levels of pain, depression, anxiety, and stress were assessed prior to the intervention and after the 4-week experiment. The authors reported there was a slight reduction in the pain score of the intervention group. No significant differences were found in the same group and between group comparisons for the baseline and post-intervention assessments. The depression, anxiety, and stress scores for the intervention group before the program were stated in the article excerpt. A significant reduction in negative emotions was found in the intervention group. The aromatherapy program can be an effective tool to reduce pain, depression, anxiety, and stress levels among community-dwelling older adults. In another study with 40 Korean arthritis subjects, researchers sought to determine the effect of aromatherapy on pain, depressions, and feelings of life satisfaction. The essential oil blend was a diluted 1.5% potency in a carrier oil of almond, apricot, and jojoba oil containing lavender, margarine, eucalyptus, rosemary, and peppermint in proportions of 2:1, 2:1, 1. The authors stated, aromatherapy significantly decreased both the pain score and the depression score of the experimental group compared with the control group. However, aromatherapy didn't increase the feeling of satisfaction and life of the experimental group compared with the control group. The results of this study clearly show that aromatherapy has major effects on decreasing pain and depression levels. In another study, effects of olfactory stimulation with rose and orange oil on prefrontal cortex activity, evidence was provided that the scent of essential oils modulated brain response. Specifically, rose and orange oil were found to decrease oxygenation to the executive part of the brain, making it less active and enhancing relaxation. The authors stated, the study participants were 20 female university students. Olfactory stimulation by rose or orange oil induced 1. A significant decrease in oxyhemoglobin concentrations in the right prefrontal cortex, and 2. An increase in comfortable, relaxed, and natural feelings. Conclusion: these findings indicate that olfactory stimulation by rose or orange oil induces physiological and psychological relaxation. Finally, in a review article of Bergamot Essential Oil, BEO, that included human, rodent, and petri dish trials, the authors concluded, clinical studies on the therapeutic applications of BEO exclusively focus on the field of aromatherapy, suggesting that its use can be useful for reducing anxiety and stress. Summary: you should always speak to a healthcare practitioner if you are struggling with depression and or mental health issues that are affecting your quality of life. Many people may benefit using essential oils for everyday mood support due to the synergistic actions of essential oils on the body and mind. Not only are they relaxing, but there are science and clinical trials to support their efficacy. More research is continuing to accrue about their gentle and complex power in bringing the body back to a state of equilibrium. I've written several articles in the past regarding the healing benefits of essential oils and their multifaceted actions on our biochemistry, physiology, and psychology. These three synergistic impacts allow for holistic support for mood imbalances and their physical manifestations. I heard a speaker on the Chronic Lyme Summit 3 state that where nutraceuticals and medications could be compared to CrossFit, essential oils are more yoga. I can say that with my clients and personally, I have witnessed wonderful mind-body results. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.